and I can put you in.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I might be willing to concede it's now officially hoodie season.
I know. I stepped outside this morning and immediately thought of you. I was like, he better be wearing a hoodie when I get there. It is in the 50s.
You have to.
You gotta do it. It's like Labor Day ended and all of a sudden it's fall.
But is it officially hoodie season?
Yes.
Because we had that cold snap in August where we were forced to grab a hoodie for at least a day or two.
I don't know what shifted in me yesterday, but yesterday was literally the day that I started watching scary movies. I'm in. I'm ready.
Well, it's after Labor Day, so
I feel like I get a pass, right?
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
And this week, it's going to be beautiful, but it's going to be chilly in the morning, sunshine all day, let's say 80s by midweek.
Oh, I would like for it to stay in the 50s.
Yeah, so at some point you'll have to take your hoodie off.
See, that's what I don't like.
You want to keep it on all the time.
Yeah, I don't like not knowing. Am I going to sweat? Am I going to be cold? I just want it to stay the same temperature the whole day. That's all I want.
Well, I think you're going to be confused then for probably the month of September. Let me ask you this. Is it hoodie season and shorts weather?
Absolutely, yes.
I would say it's hoodie and shorts. Hoodie and pants might be too much.
You got me there for a second because I was like, it's pretty cold out there right now. But if you're saying it's going to get like up to the 80s, then yeah. I had hoodie and shorts on yesterday at the air show and I had to take the hoodie off. You just never know.
Hoodie and shorts for 60s in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodie and pants for when it's in the 50s.
I agree with that. That's a good breakdown.
Okay. We've got that covered.
So we got that down. You're welcome.
The Q Morning Show. Q104, good morning. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. And nobody knows.
Trying to cover my job.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I thought it was a tremendous Labor Day weekend.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I had a blast. I did too.
I forgot how much fun Labor Days are. In the good old Midwest.
I had family over to the backyard on Friday night. My son Will and I went down to Canton on Saturday to go visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame to get ready for Browns.
Oh, okay.
On Sunday. So that was good, some good quality time with him. And then my wife and I had quality time on Sunday because we celebrated our wedding anniversary, our 17th wedding anniversary on Sunday. It's actually tomorrow. That's our actual anniversary date that we celebrated on Sunday with a nice dinner. And I actually have two stories from that night coming up this morning, both of them involving wine.
Oh, boy. So you got a little crazy, I guess.
So later this morning, we'll get into that. What about you?
So I went with my family to Conneaut Lake in Pennsylvania. We have some other family out there. So we were hanging out on the water, enjoying the sunshine, doing some day drinking, playing some cornhole. It was fantastic. It was great.
That's great. And
it was so fun.
You got to see some planes too?
Yes. We got back on Sunday and then yesterday, my dad and I went and caught just the very end of the air show, caught the Blue Angels, saw them do their thing. I could hear them in my apartment. So I knew like right when they started, I was like, oh, it's time to go.
Where's a good place to go to watch the air show if you don't actually buy tickets to the air show?
Are you asking me? Hypothetically, I guess, I would say.
It's not illegal.
It's okay. I feel like I'm like giving people like information to go do something bad.
Also, if you think that you found a perfect spot and you don't want to give it away, I mean, that's fine too.
Oh, no. I mean, I want to say it was like East 26th Street and like Hamilton, if that's a road. I don't know. It was a great spot, though. There was a whole bunch of people in the parking lot, and we were just hanging out, watching the Blue Angels.
I don't think they can stop you from watching the air show if you don't actually, if you're not actually inside Burke Lakefront Airport.
I'm a rule follower, Bill.
It's not a crime.
It feels like a crime. But that traffic coming out of the air show on Sunday was a little wacky and wonky, so I didn't want to have to put myself in the middle of that again.
Hey, new this morning on our podcast page, which is The Q Morning Show On Demand, We have episode number 2 of Can't Read, Can't Write.
Ooh.
It's Flashes Forever Part 2. So Alyssa and I have started our own podcast. This is content that you cannot hear on the radio show. And at least at the start, we're going to be telling a lot of stories from our college days.
Mm-hmm.
And last week's episode, our first episode, was about my origin story, about how basically Kent State led me to my career.
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa has a very different story.
But the same ending.
Because we're both sitting right here across from each other.
We're both sitting here.
Right.
So they're both of our origin stories. They're just incredibly different, but they both kind of come to a head at Kent State.
So it's Can't Read, Can't Write. Episode number 2 is now up on our podcast page, The Q Morning Show On Demand. You can find it wherever you get podcasts. And it's free, too, on the Odyssey app.
We love free.
Alyssa aligns your week using the stars. Next.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So this is something that we usually do Monday mornings at this time. But since we are coming off the 3-day weekend and we're starting our week a little bit late.
And today feels like a Monday for all intents and purposes.
It does. And then it's a nice feeling when you realize it's Tuesday.
Yeah. So this week, we are out of Mercury in retrograde. Everybody go, yay.
Does that mean we have a new moon?
Yes. That's what I was getting to next. So now we have a new moon in Virgo that started yesterday. And usually when you hear me talking about new moons, you're going to hear me talk about a lot of like manifesting, resetting, all this stuff, time to start something new, which is all true with this new moon. But the thing about this new moon specifically is that Virgo, the energy around Virgo, is very productive. So this one really is about like kind of resetting your life. And also, I feel like when I talk about manifesting, sometimes I'm not always talking about like a new job, a new house, like a new something big in your life. But this is the new moon to really manifest those big things. No dream is too big. Dream as big as you want. So like I said, this is the time to manifest a dream, new opportunity, plant those seeds, set your intentions. And it's all about kind of reconnecting with yourself and tapping into your intuitions for this new moon. Also, I did think that this was kind of interesting. This is not the time to listen to low vibrational music, meaning like sad songs.
So no Adele?
No Adele. Maybe skip past the sad Taylor Swift songs, get to like the Shake It Offs of the world.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
So yeah, that's the big takeaway for this is that we're manifesting. We're starting anew and no dream is too big.
I'm looking ahead to see if we have any of those songs. Like, do we have any Adele songs? Do we have any?
Yeah, get them out of there. We'll deal with our boss later.
Right. And then we'll just show them the evidence. It's like, hey, we can't have these low vibrational songs.
Have you not seen the astrology right now? Come on. We have a new moon in Virgo.
Is that all we have?
That's all we got today.
Usually every Monday, but since today is Tuesday, it's a special day. Alyssa aligns your week every week on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Ashley in Twinsburg with some good vibes this morning. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, I can tell it's going to be good
tell.
Already.
Yeah, we got some good vibes flowing.
It's a great morning. I mean, I walked outside and you could just smell the fall air and, you know, all of the Halloween decorations are finally coming back to stores. So those are my good vibes. Those, you know, that definitely puts a huge smile on my face.
I'm with you. I love it. I love fall. I love walking into stores and seeing all the Halloween stuff.
How much do you get into the Halloween season, Ashley?
My entire house is Halloween decor year round. I watch The Crow all of the time.
You watch The Crow?
Oh my God, you are dedicated.
Is that what you said? You watch The Crow, the movie?
The Crow? Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. I want to live in a Halloween all the time kind of home.
Oh, my haunted mansion.
All right, Ashley, I'm glad you're in your element finally.
Oh, yeah. The gospel thrives.
Love the good vibes. Thanks for calling in this morning. And here I am wearing my Browns hoodie today. I mean, I can't fight it anymore.
Nope.
Can't fight it.
You're just going to be cold if you do.
Halloween is coming. Welcome, fall. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. You're off the trail till your mansions come around. We'll kick your ass in. Q104. 90s. 2000s. And now. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So Alyssa finally did it. She returned to Northeast Ohio to become a resident and to take this job May 1st. And one of the things that you have to do, you have to check off the boxes of getting acclimated back to Northeast Ohio. You have to go to the BMV. You have to make a BMV trip somewhere around there.
I like that you call it BMV and not DMV.
Isn't it called BMV now?
They go, is it called that here in BMV?
I thought it was now Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Oh, I use them interchangeably, but I always say DMV.
It used to be DMV. I thought it was now BMV. But now you've got me thinking that I might be wrong about that.
Anybody has the answer, let us know.
Can we fact check as we're live on the air? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've tried to look this up. I don't think I'm going to get a concrete answer because it's DMV like everywhere else.
How was your BMV / DMV trip?
I cannot say enough good things, which is honestly like no matter what you want to call it, that's not usually the experience that you come out of there with. But I was only in there for maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes total, like including my wait time. And the girl that helped me was so nice. She was so helpful. She laid everything out for me, like everything that I needed to do.
Did you take a number?
I did. I took a number, but I barely needed it. I only sat there for less than 5 minutes and she took my picture. And I'm not even kidding. It is probably the best picture I've ever taken in my life.
Is that right?
I want them to take all of my pictures going forward. I want someone from the BMV to come with me everywhere I go.
Do they have a professional photographer in there now? What do they have?
She just like turned the camera on, but something about that lighting in there, it doesn't look like much. It's fluorescent and whatever, but like in the actual ID, I was like, dang, that don't even look like me. That's a glamour shot.
What they should do is they should send that picture out then as like a JPEG and send it to your email so you can use that for other things.
I wish that they would. Do you think I should reach out and be like, hey guys, the picture you took of me was just like really good. Could you like send it to me? Could you airdrop it?
Do you think they still have it? That they could do that?
I don't know.
But people could use it as a passport photo or for a headshot.
I mean, I'm smiling really big. I don't think you're supposed to smile in your passport photo. So.
Is that right? You're not supposed to do that?
No, you're not supposed to smile for passports.
Oh, all right. So you have a picture. Can we see the picture? Can you post it somewhere?
Yeah, I could definitely post it.
You should post it up on Instagram.
Okay.
At the Q Morning Show. And then I'll send you mine. You can post mine too.
Oh, okay.
And you can
do a side by side?
Yeah.
All right.
So your experience at the BMV was good. Maybe you're thinking of the DMV. Maybe your experience at the DMV was bad. That's what you're recalling.
I just thought it was the same place. DMV, BMV.
DMV bad, BMV good.
Good.
Excellent photographers on hand. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Is it that sweet? I guess so. That's that me espresso. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa going to Medina to talk to Kaylee. Kaylee, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You need group therapy. Tell us what's going on.
So I want to talk about my best friend. Kind of found myself starting to avoid hanging out with her, but we both just graduated college this year and moved back home. And we went to college in different states and everything. So we were like long distance best friends for those 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we're finally back in the same city and we're back home. So I was really excited to be able to actually just hang out with her. But I've noticed that every time we've hung out this summer, I've spent so much money.
Oh.
Like, so much money that I don't really have. And I've suggested things, too. I've suggested things like getting ice cream or going to the beach.
What does she want to do? Does she, let's go get $200 massages. Like, what is she suggesting?
She just wants to go out. like, you know, going to fun new brunch spots or going to these cool cocktail bars and stuff. And I love it. I love going out, but then it just adds up.
Oh, that's so tough. And that's like the worst feeling the next day when you look at your bank account. And you're like, what did I do?
Where's your friend getting her money from?
I mean, she got a job straight out of college. And like, she deserves it, but I'm still looking for stuff. So I'm just, you know, working at a coffee shop right now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the same kind of income, but she just doesn't like think about that.
That's one of those things that I noticed in my 20s was just that like everybody is kind of at like a different point in life and career. And it can make situations like this even more difficult to navigate.
Yeah, we just didn't have to deal with this before. So now I'm just kind of making up excuses not to hang out with her. Because I just need to start being responsible. And I'm trying to save up for a vacation that I've planned with my boyfriend in October. And I just can't be spending money like that.
So Kaylee, are you asking us for advice on how to handle this awkward situation from your friend, or are you asking for a loan? Are you asking to donate to a GoFundMe page? What's going on here?
I wouldn't turn it down. I would not turn it down. I also don't want to say anything about the money because, like, I know she like offered to pay for me, and I really don't want her to do that. I guess I'm just wondering if this is a friendship that, you know, I can even keep right now.
Okay, we can help with that.
Yeah.
I've gone through this at some point in my life. I'm sure Alyssa has.
Oh, totally.
And I'm sure somebody listening right now has some good advice. 216-474-0104. Kaylee's friend is spending all kinds of money this summer. Kaylee can't really keep up. She's wondering how to still maintain the friendship. 216-474-0104. Group therapy. Your calls next. Yeah, them skill are tip. Everybody's at the bar getting tipsy except for Kaylee because she's broke. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're discussing Kaylee's situation. Kaylee just graduated from college, I guess, in the spring.
Yeah.
And reunited with a friend this summer. This friend apparently has a job and is spending lots of cash. And Kaylee feels like she hasn't been able to keep up with this friend. And is really bummed out about it. Let's go to Danielle in Painesville. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your advice for Kaylee?
Well, hi, Kaylee. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but I honestly, you know, agree with them that this is just, I think a lot of us go through this, and I can say that I went through this myself in a way, and I've watched my own, you know, children as they've gotten older and graduate go through some of this as well. And it's a great time to assess your friendship, you know, and see, like, how much do you value this friendship? Go ahead, say, I can't afford to go out, you know, do you think we could do some other things? Because if she's a great friend, she's going to say, oh my gosh, yes, I'm sorry, you know, like, let's do something. I'd rather spend time with you than, you know, not see you at all. So, and if she doesn't say that, then I think that's a good, you know, a good way to determine that maybe she doesn't feel the same way about the friendship.
Yeah, to weed it out.
Yes.
See, my question, though, because I totally have dealt with this, too. This is like a very right after graduating college problem that I think a lot of people do deal with. You're right. But she had mentioned that she doesn't want to say anything about not being able to afford going out because her friend will just offer to pay for everything. And I do see her side of that, too, where it's like, I don't want my friend to have to cover me. So do you have any suggestions for her there?
I mean, I would just be honest and say something. I mean, I wouldn't want my friend covering for me either, but I'll be honest with you. I met my husband because my friend covered for me.
So she might find true love that way. You never know.
You know, yeah. I wasn't willing to go out one night because I didn't have any money, and my friend, you know, insisted, and I was like, fine. And that's when I met my husband. So you never know.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Danielle. I hope I'm not oversimplifying Kaylee's problem, but as I listened to it, I was like, don't stress. Don't stress about it.
I think it's just one of those things that, like, it shouldn't be embarrassing, but I think it can be embarrassing when you're the same age, you guys grew up together, and you're just at different spots career-wise. But, I mean, right after college, everybody's all over the place. Everybody's doing different jobs. Some people are working part-time. Some people are working salary. Like, it's all over the place.
I was going to say, don't stress and just let it all happen organically.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go out that night, you can't go out that night.
Yeah.
And the thing is that friends come and go, especially right after college.
I also don't think that there's anything wrong with just taking the money factor out of it and being like, hey, I don't want to go out tonight. Can we just watch a movie?
Yeah.
Like, just take the money aspect out. Be like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I just want to hang in.
I know it's hard to say don't worry about it, especially when you're going through it. But yeah, that's our advice. Thank you, Kaylee, for listening and for calling in for group therapy this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
We need to begin this new week with a loss for Alyssa because she has only lost four times. She has about a week and a half winning streak going on here. Jess and Avon Lake is going to play. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Three general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions?
I am.
Question number one. Is an artichoke a vegetable or a fruit?
Ooh. I don't know. I'm going to say fruit. I mean, I know it's a vegetable, but I feel like you're tricking me. So I don't know. No, I'm just going to say a vegetable.
What is the reality show where the prize is a mirror ball?
A mirror ball? I have no idea.
And question three, if a man wants to attend Oktoberfest wearing the traditional garb, what is the name of the outfit he would be wearing?
Oh, gosh, it's like the Viking stuff. Oh, no. I don't know.
You did get one.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. You went 1 for 3 today, but these questions might be so difficult that Alyssa will either get one or none. Who knows?
All right.
Let's bring her back into the studio. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? What are you up to this morning?
Just driving the kids to school.
Where are you dropping them off today?
Rocky River.
Oh, that's where my kids go to school.
I know, and you've been saying this for months, and I'm like, I wonder if our kids are in the same grade or if they know each other.
I have a third grader at Kensington and an eighth grader at the middle school.
Oh, okay. So I have ninth grade twins and one in sixth grade.
Oh, very good. So we at least have two of our offspring in the same building.
Yeah. Right.
Alyssa is back in the studio. Alyssa, I'm not going to tell you how Jess did. We're just going to dive right in with your three questions.
All right, let's do it.
Question number one, is an artichoke a vegetable or a fruit?
Again, this feels like a trap. It feels like a trick, so I'm just going to say it's a fruit.
It is a vegetable.
Wow.
Why do you think I'm trying to trick you with questions?
Because you want me to lose.
That part is true.
Yeah.
Question two, what is the reality show where the prize is a mirror ball?
What? This exists?
Yes, for 33 seasons.
Are you kidding me?
No.
A mirror ball is the prize?
Yes, along with other things, but it's the main trophy.
I don't know. A Big Brother? No.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. We're calling that reality?
I think so. I think it falls in the category of your reality show.
It's more competition.
Alyssa, you need this question to tie.
Okay.
If a man wants to attend Oktoberfest wearing the traditional garb, what is the name of the outfit he would be wearing?
I got this one. Lederhosen.
Oh!
Ha, ha, ha!
It. Do I have to bleep myself? I think we do have to bleep myself.
You give me a question about anything involving beer, I'm probably going to get it right.
Jess, she tied you today, but we do have, how about Oktoberfest tickets? One more weekend of Oktoberfest, we're going to send you to Oktoberfest.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm excited. My name is Jess, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So I told you earlier this morning, Alyssa, that I have two stories to tell you that involves wine.
Yes, I'm very, very curious.
Well, here is story number one that involves wine. And this happened on Sunday night. Paula and I went out to celebrate our 17th wedding anniversary. So we had dinner on Sunday night. Our anniversary is tomorrow, but we celebrated on Sunday.
And where'd you go again? Remind me.
Went to Sam and Dave's.
Okay. Very nice.
Had a very nice time, a very nice dinner. I wasn't going to say that here because I didn't want to say I didn't want to say anything negative about the server. This is nothing negative. This is just what happened. So we're ordering wine for dinner, and Paula is, we decided that we wanted wine, and Paula picked it out. And so when we're ordering the wine, she says to the server, yes, we'd like this one Pinot from Oregon, and she orders the bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
And the server says, uh-huh, and for you, sir?
Like she was getting the whole bottle for herself?
And I was stunned for a second. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to drink the wine that she ordered.
I mean, we could share. We don't need separate bottles. Maybe she just looked like she really needed a big old glass of wine. She does have two boys and you.
I hope not. I hope that's not the case. But Paula was like really self-conscious about it.
Oh, my gosh.
The server leaves and she starts laughing. And she's like, did she really think I was going to drink that whole bottle by myself?
You never know what's going on. It's a long weekend. Maybe she thought you guys were getting crazy.
Paula's like, she's like analyzing. She's like, did I say that I want the bottle of wine or did I say we want the bottle of wine?
It's like, do I look like someone that could just down a whole bottle to myself right now?
It's like, I don't remember. I said, I'll just order my own bottle. You have your bottle, I'll have my bottle.
Well,
it'll be fine.
The real question, did you guys end up getting another bottle or not?
You mean during dinner? Like, did we order a second bottle of wine?
Yeah, did you have a second bottle?
No.
Okay.
But it's so interesting that you ask me that question. Did I try to obtain wine later in the evening? That is wine story number two.
Oh.
I will save that around 8:25 this morning.
Oh, now I'm really curious. More wine stories.
Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So we're going to play the game of, am I the only one who didn't know this? This is what happened to me on Sunday night. Paula and I are out celebrating our 17th wedding anniversary. We had dinner, and we wrapped up around 8:45.
Okay.
So we're walking out of the restaurant around 8:45, and we're like, let's continue the night. What are we going to do? The kids are at grandma's. We've got the rest of the night. So we decided we've been watching Presumed Innocent on Apple TV Plus.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's got us addicted. And so we're like, this is perfect. Let's go home, watch a few episodes. We'll get some more wine. You want to get another bottle of wine? Cause we had a wine, bottle of wine at dinner.
Uh huh.
Why don't we get some more wine and take home with us?
So see, you did want that second bottle. That waitress wasn't crazy.
But then we looked at the grocery store was closed. The CVS was closed. This is 8:45 at night. I thought that was kind of early.
On Sunday?
Yeah. So we drove up a couple blocks and we went to a Walgreens. And I went into the Walgreens by myself and I grabbed the wine and I head up to the counter. And then I saw some Reese's candy. They have the pumpkins and the bats and impulse buy.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah.
Okay, treat yourself.
So I'm checking out, and the guy who's checking me out, he's like, oh, sorry, we can't sell you the wine. It's Sunday. I'm like, oh, really? You can't buy wine on Sunday?
Wait, really?
That's
here?
What he said. Well, he said it's a Rocky River law. And I'm like, oh okay.
Weird.
Well, sorry about that. So I only bought the Reese's candy. And I go back to the car and I report my failure to Paula. And she's like, well, why don't we just go up to the Target? Because the Target is actually in Fairview Park.
Yeah.
It's part of Westgate, but it's actually in Fairview Park. They won't have the same rule there.
Certainly not.
And Target's still open. So we drive up to the Target and we both go in this time. And big mistake because Paula is every shiny object that she sees as she walks into Target. Oh my gosh, pumpkins! You know, oh my, she's looking at all
the Halloween stuff.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in. So we go and get the wine, and then she buys this, she sees this, a skull. It's a, like a candle holder skull.
Oh yes, okay, love.
And she picks that up, and we head to the checkout, and we're checking out, and again, The lady's like, oh, I'm sorry, you cannot buy wine. It's Sunday.
What?
What is this rule? How have I lived here for so long and never have bought wine on Sunday?
I have never heard that.
And she's like, well, you can buy beer. And I'm like, what? You can buy beer but not wine?
I thought that you could buy beer and wine. I know that liquor can be a little, like, sticky when it comes to Sundays. Some people won't sell it, but beer and wine, I thought, were in, like, the same category.
No wine. You can drink beer. I don't understand the reason why. Like I said, am I the only one who didn't know this? Apparently not. Alyssa
doesn't. No, I didn't know either. Did you ever end up getting your bottle of wine? Did you continue this journey?
Where can you go to get wine on Sunday? It's illegal. Well, they did say the Giant Eagle sells it, but Giant Eagle was already closed.
What?
So we went home wineless and just watched our TV with no wine.
Wow, the universe did not want you to have that second bottle.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
216-474-0104. Did you know this?
Is this common knowledge? Are we just really behind?
And I guess my next question is why? Why do we do this? Why can you buy beer but not wine?
I feel like they're the same-ish. They should be classified as the same.
I can't even begin to speculate. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. We're trying to figure out what happened to me on Sunday night.
Bill couldn't get his second bottle of wine. He tried two stores.
I was celebrating my anniversary with my wife, and we just wanted to get a bottle of wine, take it home, and spend a quiet evening at home. And we realized, after going to two stores, we were unable to do that.
Because it was a Sunday.
At first, I thought it was a Rocky River law. And then I went to Fairview Park and discovered this must be an Ohio law, that there are no wine sales on Sunday. Unless, like, I'm reading this text right here at 216-474-0104. I just moved from Berea. After 15 years in Parma, I could not buy beer or alcohol at the CVS, but the corner gas station sold it. So it all depends on what license the business has. So that kind of makes sense, because you can buy wine at Giant Eagle on Sundays. But why the two different licenses? Maybe because one is cheaper?
I think Giant Eagle is considered a state liquor store, if I'm not mistaken. That might be the difference, potentially.
I'm so confused. Jasmine is in Independence. Jasmine, were you aware of this rule, this law, that you can't buy wine on Sundays?
I was aware of the no wine on Sundays, but I always thought it was because of religious reasons, but I wasn't aware that you couldn't buy any alcohol past 1 a.m. on any day of the week.
1 a.m. is the cutoff here?
Yeah, for any alcohol, any. Like, you can go into a bar and continue drinking alcohol there, but you can't purchase, like, any cases of, like, for example, I was trying to buy a case of Twisted Teas that night, and they all kept telling me, sorry, I can't sell this to you. But they were never telling me why. So I just kept going to the next store, and then I finally asked, like, why can't you? And they were like, it's just a law, like, caught off for alcohol at 1 a.m. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, geez, I'm learning so much right now.
I wasn't aware of that law either. Was that law in existence when we were in college?
I know that there was a cutoff time. Like, you're not able to buy alcohol after a certain time. I just couldn't remember what time that was. I'm not up that late anymore.
I felt like in college we did a lot of beer runs where somebody would make a run to get more alcohol at some point. Did we not do that after 1 a.m.? It's possible. I just don't remember that far back.
Yeah, I guess not. I always thought it was like 2, but I don't know.
2 at the bar because of last call, but if you wanted to go to a convenience store.
Well, I figured it was the same in the convenience stores too.
Or one of those drive-thrus. You know where you drive?
Those drive-thrus are so funny to me.
Why?
Because those don't exist all over the country. I have only seen them here. Like, the drive-thru liquor stores. I've told Bryce about them, so they're just like this magical, mythical thing in his mind. I can't wait to take him through one.
Real quick, I wanted to tell you that I did encounter this when I was in Indiana driving through. Again, a Sunday. This is when we were relocating from Arizona to Ohio back in 2021. We were staying at a motel, and I wanted to go get beer because we were in the motel for the night. And you cannot buy cold beer in Indiana on Sunday. They sell warm beer.
What?
You can't buy cold beer in Indiana on Sundays.
Another reason that I just simply don't understand the state of Indiana. That's insane.
I don't get it either.
Do they just want people to be upset when they're drinking their warm beer?
I don't know. I was like, well, I'm not going to live here, so I'm not going to fight it. But I don't know. The moral of the story, what is it? Stock up on your wine in advance?
Yeah. Don't try to go get it on Sundays. Not going to work.
I'm going to put in a wine cellar at the house now. Just keep it stocked all the time.
Become a big wine guy.
Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 855 on Q104.
Let's check in with Steve in Elyria. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Share your good vibe with us.
I've got some good vibes this morning because I don't think this is TMI, but I got out of bed this morning and my girlfriend commented that my butt looked good. She's like, have you been working out? I'm like, well, maybe a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing more hoops.
Maybe a little bit, working on the glutes.
Yeah, the glutes got some 5-star ratings.
Have you been doing some extra squats?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know what? They're paying off.
They are paying off, indeed, with all the right critics, if you know what I'm saying.
Steve, that's awesome.
Yeah, it felt good. I'm not going to lie.
I'm happy for you and your butt.
I think Bill's a little bit jealous.
I was going to say, is this something that you're self-conscious about, Steve?
You know, I never really thought about it. Not really, but when somebody, you know, out of nowhere kind of comments on it and is like, that looks good. I'm like, oh, well, okay then. So, yeah, I don't know. It just felt good.
So contrast your situation with what's going on with me right now, because I talked about this on the show the other day where I am at a crossroad and I may have to upgrade to a size 36 waist pant.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not happy about it.
Hey, I believe in you. You can do this. Like I said, just you know, maybe push aside the extra dessert, and you can do this. I believe in you. Like honestly.
I also want your girlfriend to look at my butt and say it looks good.
Easy there now.
We
started out on a good vibe this morning. Right?
Oh, I ruined it.
Let's not harsh this vibe, okay?
Thank you, Steve. Happy for your good vibe this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us, by phone or by text, whatever's easier.
Share your good vibes.
Whatever it is. You might be feeling good about your butt, like Steve. The Q Morning Show, Q104.